chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. You're here to be a light, bringing out the God colours in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket. I'm putting you on a light stand. And now that I've put you there, on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Thanks be to God.
I'm sure he's got much to teach us, but let's try this other Rudolph. This, it may not look quite so exciting, but this is a man called Edward Rudolph. And he was effectively the founder of a children's society. You see, back in the 1880s, alongside his day job, he worked in an office, alongside his day job, he was helping in a Sunday school. And one day, as he was walking along the street, he saw two of the children in his Sunday school class begging by the side of a road. They're from an incredibly poor family. Their father had died, and their mum had seven children under the age of 11. And so he helped the children in very practical ways. He helped them with some money, and he helped them with some food, and made sure that they had an education. And so we see in Edward Rudolph's example, that one person can shine to make a difference in the world, showing God's love. But Edward Rudolph wasn't satisfied with that. He wanted to make a bigger difference. He wanted to help more children. And so he had the boldness to go and approach the Archbishop of Canterbury and ask for his help, and to get the whole of the Church of England to do something about child poverty, supporting families in need. And they set up what was then called the Church of England Children's Society, and that supported nearly a million children across the country since then, since back in the 1880s. And it's the Children's Society that started these Christingle services in this country. And later we'll think more about the significance of that. One simple act of looking after some children from his Sunday school group. What about us, I wonder? What can we do? How can we bring light to the world? How can we show something of the God colours to the world and share his love in our words and in our actions? We're going to think about that now, because in your pews on the shelves there, hopefully you've got a pencil and one of these candles, little silver candle with a gold tip. And just for a few moments, I want you just to think about a way in which you can be light in the world. So wherever you are, you know, whether it be in your work environment, whether it be in your school, in your family, within the life of the church, within the community, all of us can bring something of God's light into a world inspired by the example and the person of Jesus. So have a think about that. Chat about it perhaps with one or two others alongside you, if you're in families, in small groups. And just scribble on this candle one way in which you can make a difference in this next week or so, or the next couple of weeks. Some really good ideas as to the sort of things that we might be able to do. Who's willing to share just one idea that they're thinking that they might be able to put into practice? Oh, there's several here. Let's hear from Andy first of all.
Helping the homeless, providing hot meals and clothing.
Great. So that's working with a particular sector of society. Helping the homeless, providing hot meals and clothes. Yeah.
Smile.
That is brilliant. So simple. But a smile can make such a difference to people, can't it? How encouraging is that when someone gives you a nice, broad, beaming smile? Ah, Ruth.
Listening to someone who needs to talk and perhaps pray with them if that's possible.
Great. So listening to someone who needs to talk. At different times, all of us need someone to talk to, don't we? And perhaps having the opportunity to pray with them as well. What have we got over here?
Helping everyone you can.
Okay, helping everyone you can. Lots of different ways in which we can do that, yeah?
Be honest.
Being honest. Being honest to those people around us, yeah. Any others? Anyone? No, not in the balcony. I can't run up that far. Oh, someone in the middle of the balcony. Shout out nice and loud. Sorry? Share your toys. Share your toys. Do you hear that, children? Share your toys. Here we go. Fifi's got one of you.
Be kind.
Be kind. Yeah, fantastic. Anyone else? Lots of different examples then of things that we can do to make a difference in the world. But something very simple that we've been doing over the last, or will be doing over these next few weeks, is sharing something of the message of Jesus through the act of posada. Anita's just going to say something about that for this morning. And if you think, you know, Edward Rudolph, when he had that idea to help those two children, you know, he did that on his own and he made a difference to two children's lives. But actually, when he got other people involved and the Children's Society was founded, lots of people got involved and made a difference. And I guess those things we've just been thinking about, those things that we can do individually, wouldn't it be great if we got involved in those things together? You know, it's not just about one person being kind or one person being honest. It's about all of us expressing those traits. And all of us can support one another and be light to the world in different ways. Just think for a minute. Just imagine, anyone want to be a pilot of an A380? Anyone fancy a pilot of A380? Yeah, Graham might be a bit late in life to take that on, Graham. But, you know, we can see if there's opportunities there for you. But just imagine if you were a pilot of an A380 and you were coming into land. Just, you know, pretend for a moment you haven't got all of these controls and things that tell you exactly what to do. But you've just been told you've just got to follow the light. And it would be dreadful, wouldn't it, if you were trying to find somewhere to land and there was one single light on the floor. Because you wouldn't know which way to approach the light. How are you going to land? Where are you going to land exactly? You could go sort of towards the light, but which way is the runway actually going? What angle is it at? But if you come into land with a runway like this, all lit up with lots of lights, it's really obvious which way to go. And you can line up and you can make sure that you arrive in the right place at the right time. And that's an image of lots of lights making a difference, lots of lights being more powerful than just one light, as we seek to be God's witnesses in the world. Again, back to that phrase in the passage which spoke about us being God colours in the world. Some of us were, some of the youth leaders were praying earlier, and can I have two of the young people, perhaps, Iona and Susie, would you like to come and hold this? This is the one of the new carpets, or the rug, in the youth hub next door, and we were praying and just thinking about this wonderful passage from Matthew 5 and the fact that in here we've got, I think it's about 54 different colored squares, and they all come together into something that's, you know, really bright and really illuminating and quite exciting. If it was a rug that was just all brown or all orange, it just wouldn't quite be the same. But actually, we were thinking those 54 squares could just as easily represent 54 of our young people, all with different characters, different personalities, different gifts, different talents, and coming together, expressing God's love in the world. How powerful is that? And that's true in our church community as well, isn't it? As each of us plays our part, as we bring out the God colours in the world. Just keep that there just for a few moments, as long as your arm isn't falling off. The same's true. Let's have another picture. If we were to switch, we're not going to do it this morning, but if we were to switch all of the lights off in this building and just have perhaps one side light, one simple bulb, it wouldn't be very bright, would it? It wouldn't be very appealing and attractive. But if we have all of these magnificent chandeliers on, all of the lights, again, so much brighter. That's true, again, of our witness in the world, as we all play our part, as we all make a difference. One person can shine in the darkness, but lots of people shining together can make a huge difference, bringing out the God's colours in the world. And at the end of that little passage, it talks about the fact that by opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. And that's our desire, that as others see the light of God shining in the world, that they too are drawn to that light. So let's seek to all, as individuals and as a community together, shine out, bringing God's love and colour into the world. Let's pray, shall we? Lord God, thank you that you make each of us different. We've got different personalities, different gifts and talents, different energies, different passions. Help us, Lord God, to use who we are in a way that brings out your light and life in the world. Lord, as we've thought about different simple things that we can do, may we seek to do them both as individuals and as a group together, that others might know your wonderful love. Lord, we thank you. Amen. Amen.